在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Being Prime Minister is a difficult job, but nothing's more difficult than being a parent. And there are fewer, bigger worries when you're a parent than drugs. No matter how hard you try to bring your children up well, no matter how sensible and decent they are, we all of us worry. What if they fall in with the wrong crowd? What if my kid gets offered ecstasy at a party or a club? What if someone even offers them drugs at school?Heroin, ecstasy, crack, cocaine, lethal drugs with lethal consequences, hard drugs that lead to addiction, often after starting from so-called softer drugs. These drugs ruin lives. They replace hope with despair. They tear families apart. They shatter communities. And they fuel, of course, so much of our crime. We all know that. It's estimated that at least half of all the property crime in this country is linked in some way to drugs.And it isn't just inner-city housing estates which are prey to drugs. There's not a community from here in the centre of London to the most remote parts of our countryside which is free from it. Not a parent, rich or poor, that doesn't worry. Not a family that is immune to the threat. So, not just as a Prime Minister, as a parent too, we want to support hard-working families and make sure that we engage in a real battleto combat the scourge of drugs in our society. Now, we all know there's no single and simple solution. What's needed is a raft of coordinated measures to tackle this modern menace. Choking off the supply of drugs, catching and punishing drug dealers, breaking the link between drugs and crime, treating properly those people who are hooked on drugs, educating our children about the dangers, giving families every possible support. New laws are the crucial first step.We're taking new powers to test criminals for drugs, mandatory testing of all prisoners, new powers to ensure convicted drug offenders are referred for treatment, new 7-year minimum sentences for drug dealers. But we have to do more, because no matter how effectively the police or courts or customs operate, they can't win this war on their own. We've all got to play our part. That's what's behind the successful Metropolitan Police rat-on-a-rat phone line here in London.And the other Crime Stopper campaigns that are engaging members of the public in this battle too. Just to give you a couple of examples, in one case a grandmother got suspicious about the people next door. From her call to the confidential number, the police were able to bust a £1 million drugs factory. Or in another, vital information provided the missing details the police needed for a £3 million heroin seizure. Just two telephone calls resulting in that. In 2 weeks, calls to the London Rat on a Rat scheme increased from 70 to 2,000. 700 drug dealers and users have been arrested since the scheme began. And initiatives like this are working successfully right across the country. So we have to do more, not just in relation to the courts involving the members of the public, but earlier this week, I chaired a meeting here in the Cabinet Room with key ministers Jack Straw and Mo Molam,the person in charge of our drug strategy, the former Chief Constable Keith Hellawell, police and customs, where a number of specific concrete ideas were presented we can take forward. There's one immediate step that I can announce, a joint Health and Home Office plan to recruit more than 300 extra specialist drug counsellors who can deal properly and effectively with those referred by the police for treatment. Some of these people want to get off drugs, but unless they get the treatment, they don't get the chance. If we get young offenders off drugs,then we've far more chance of stopping them reoffending, since they're often offending just to feed the habit. The adverts for these new posts will go up in the next few days. I'm also going to be talking with the police and the education department this week about whether we can extend the Rat on a Rat scheme to schools, giving a dedicated number so that pupils can call in confidence if they see someone peddling drugs near their school. Young children are targeted. We have to engage them too in the fight against this evil worldwide trade.I also want to hit the drug dealers harder, making sure they don't keep the profits they've made off the misery of others. Often what will happen is that we have someone with a massive amount of money and assets with no visible means of support, and yet proving how they came by this money is difficult. One known drug dealer has assets worth £450 million with no obvious explanation as to where these sums of money came from.So we want to be more rigorous too, enforcing people In circumstances where they have large sums of money, no visible means of support to prove where it came from, and to take it off them if they can't. Raising a family is a daunting business. We all know that who are parents. Our task as a government is to try and make the job that bit easier, to remove the obstacles, to tackle the concerns. It's unrealistic to imagine we can create a world without drugs, but we can and we must do more to protect our young people. There were signs this week that the strategy we're just beginning is having an effect. Seizures of drugs up some 8% in the year 1998 for which we have figures. We're also catching and punishing more drug dealers now. But there's a long way to go. If we hold our nerve, we carry on with the strategy, tougher punishment, better education, better treatment, better coordination across government, then I'm convinced we can get there. Thank you.